Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. You know, for a while, we've been through the last month or so, the horrific shootings in Atlanta, for example, and even incidents here. The spotlight on discrimination against Asian Americans. Of course, progressives are jumping on that to make it a manner in which they can both use this more broadly, but also to try to get Asian Americans to look at the progressive value system, the Democrat Party, and all that. Joining us is an attorney at the Pacific Legal Foundation, Wen Fa. Here's just a sampling of stuff that he's written at the Wall Street Journal. Schools offer empty words to Asians, not just at the Harvard level, but the stuff that's gone on. And we've talked with another guest about this in Virginia's Fairfax County public schools and in New York and anywhere. The argument is, we don't like discrimination, but there are too many achievers, apparently, who are Asian American. All right. Even allegations that they want to get into the best school. It's wild in his article. I'll ask him about it. Get into the best school in the country, which is in Virginia, some experts say. And then from there, jump to Harvard or whatever, and then leave the country. It's a big, broad issue. It's right in the center of the news constantly. And Wen Fa joins us here on Talk Radio 1210 on the Dom Giordano Show. Wen, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Well, we could talk because I think listeners first, Wen, know about Harvard, but get an update on where that stands. But it's also on these any of these schools where there are high admission standards. You write about the Fairfax County that Thomas Jefferson. We've spoken to Azra Nomani on my podcast about that. And it's in New York. It's across the board. What about their argument, which is, well, you can have a school. Let's start with, say, the high school level. You can have a school that is 50%, 60%. It could be enormous numbers of those that are Asian Americans. That wouldn't be right. That seems to be their argument. What's the counter to that?
The counter to that is that that view is misguided because it treats people as members of a racial group and not as individuals with unique abilities, achievements, and aspirations. When you have a school that's set up and the admissions is governed by an objective and transparent test, then whoever gets the highest scores on that test, if that's the admissions criteria, they should be able to attend the school. And for a school to racially balance, you know, it must essentially discriminate against people who might have scored higher for no other reason than on the basis of race. You know, we think that at Pacific Legal Foundation, which is a donor-supported nonprofit that that litigates for individual liberty across the United States, you know, my colleagues and I have filed many of these cases representing parents across the country in schools like Montgomery County, New York, and Virginia against these programs that seek to racially balance but end up what they end up doing is racially discriminate. And in a lot of these cases, it's racial discrimination against Asian Americans.
Right. And what they do in some cases, I understand it in New York, not just because of Asian Americans, but because of the whole idea of merit, they don't like it. They kind of get rid of the admission standards of these high-powered schools.
That's right. And the reason that they get rid of these admission standards is especially pernicious. They don't want these admission standards because they don't like the results they talk about. You know, they say things like, well, there are too many Asian students at these schools. And that in itself is really arbitrary. When you look at the story in Fairfax County, Virginia, you know, it is true that 70% of the roughly 70% of the incoming class at Thomas Jefferson High School is Asian American. But when you look at it from an individual level, you know, those so-called Asian Americans that make up students of, you know, over 30 different countries, you know, ranging from China, Japan, Vietnam, India, Pakistan, 30 different countries, over 30 different countries in the world. And in fact, the term Asian American encompasses, I think it's something like 2 billion people in the world, about 20%, more or less, of the world's population. So when you use, you know, racial discrimination, racial balancing, it's wrong for many reasons, but yet another reason is the use of these arbitrary and crude racial classifications.
Well, I think the argument is, though, you know, and I have debated people who make it, drawing them out to make it, you see how silly it is, but their argument seems to be it's unfair because something is going on here in the Asian American family. You know, the tiger mom I had on years ago, for example, they bring that up, and that's unfair. You have kids too driven, too scientific, whatever stereotype they want to put out there. What do you say to that, though? Is there some semblance that you have Asian kids that are willing to do things as far as compete at the highest levels that others are not? Are we saying then that you have to be willing to do what they're willing to do to get into these prestigious schools?
Well, let me say a couple of things. First is that I reject the premises, you know, offered up by the people you mentioned. I think there are certainly a lot of Asian students that are very driven, but there are some, you know, that are not. We shouldn't assume that, you know, all Asian students share a similar quality just because they're Asian. By the same token, you know, I don't think it's right to say that, you know, other students are not as driven. There are many other students of, you know, many different, you know, American students, regardless of race, there are many students who are driven. But, you know, the bigger point is drive is not unfair. Hard work is not unfair. In some senses, I think equal outcomes is unfair because it really takes away in a person's ability to work hard to achieve his or her aspirations. That's the American dream. We should all be able to pursue our passions. And in the pursuit of those passions, we need to drive. We need to work hard. We need to do everything we can to, you know, get ourselves to our individual goals. And that's something that's beautiful, America. That shouldn't be banned.
It's the ultimate meritocracy, without a doubt. I say the same thing about sports. Apparently, it's okay there, but not in this. We're talking with Wen Fa, who is an attorney at the Pacific Legal Foundation. So Harvard seems to have parried this off so far. Let's talk about Harvard now. That's what listeners know more. Alan Dershowitz, people like that, have said it's very reminiscent of what was done to Jewish Americans. I don't know if that's a perfect analogy or not, but I do see that in what they've done. Is it true when, at one point, what Harvard said was, well, it's not just test and grade point average, it's also something vaguely like personality they were trying to use as a way to get out of it. And that seemed to be another slur that Asians will fall down on. That was their way of, you know, culling the herd here so they could get the numbers they wanted.
Yeah, look, if Harvard wanted to use factors other than GPA and SAT. And if those factors were objective or if those factors were race neutral, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong from a constitutional perspective with that. But what Harvard has done here is that it has admitted that it uses race in admissions factors. And it's alleged that the use of race comes out in these personality scores, which, you know, paint Asian American applicants, you know, whether they talk about their, you know, whether they talk about race in their application essays or not, you know, it paints these Asian American applicants as, you know, dull, lacking leadership qualities and other really, really pernicious stereotypes. And Harvard, in fact, admits that without its consideration of race, the admissions rate for Asian Americans would rise by 11%. I don't really know of any other context besides higher education in which the government is allowed to discriminate in this way. The government can't do that in K-12 education. The government cannot do that, and I should say the government and government-funded institutions cannot do that in employment, but somehow there's a narrow exception in the field of higher education. But that's why we're so hopeful that the Supreme Court will take the Harvard case and eliminate that misguided exception for racial discrimination in higher education.
No, it is, and boy, that's a nugget. You know, I only dabble in this. You work at it. When you mentioned how they bounce off that personality thing, I knew about it vaguely. That is even more, to use your words, pernicious, though. We're talking with Wen Fobb, attorney at the Pacific Legal Foundation. So with that as a backdrop, you know, we're seeing people with the Democrat Party and this group identity thing, Asian Americans, their terms now, don't seem to get into the protected classes here where they would be happy at Harvard had 10% more of various groups. And we had a guest last week, Wen, that used the phrase that the left uses on this. Well, they're adjacent white. So this is like the white supremacy argument comes up, that Asians are playing at this and they shouldn't be treated like a minority. I think your argument seems to be they ought to just be treated not as a group identity and we'd be fine.
Look, I think the only protected class in America should be American, should be individual liberty, individual rights. You know, we should protect a person's right to equality before the law, regardless of race. And, you know, these sorts of racial stereotyping that, you know, you just mentioned, I think really proves a point about why racial classifications are so dangerous. You know, a lot of proponents of racial classifications have always rely to these sorts of, you know, alliances on the basis of racial groups, whether it be, you know, white and Asian or some other purported alliance. In fact, the fact is, every individual should be able to, associate with people who he chooses, trade with people who he chooses. We shouldn't really judge people on the basis of race. We should judge them on their essential individual characteristics.
Wayne, as you go forward, too, because I've had on a lot of people and we're in contact with parents groups who are deeply involved with this. It seems as if Asian Americans, too, would be a big target, either directly or just by a bank shot here, of critical race theory, how that plays out in all this stuff. And that is big time in almost every school in America right now, that theory. Ongoing with these legal cases, have you run into that? Is that something on the horizon?
Yeah, absolutely. This is really terrible, this critical race theory, because it really teaches students something that is completely contrary to American values. It teaches them that their inherent worth is determined by race, their privilege is determined by race, and everything about them is determined by race. In reality, individual worth is determined by the individual. You know, an individual can have different aspirations, different abilities, different achievements, regardless of race. And we should really be teaching students that they are, you know, they are individuals, they are unique, and they should be able to pursue their passions regardless of what their race is.
Absolutely right. Wen Fobb, attorney at Pacific Legal Foundation. Wen, where would you point to for all this stuff? Where did we find Pacific?
Sure. You can find a Pacific Legal Foundation on our website at pacificlegal.org.
Thank you, Wayne. Good luck in this, and we'd like to have you back as this continues. Thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you. Bye.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.